know what I did yesterday that I've been wanting to do for a long, long time? It was so awesome.
What?
Everybody tells me that I exploit stereotypes, right, Mike? Everybody's like, dude, you exploit stereotypes. You know, there's stereotypes, and you just do this and that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a stereotype Olympics. So we did that yesterday. We actually had a stereotype Olympics where we had five guys, you know, black guy, white guy, Asian guy, a Middle Eastern guy, and a Hispanic guy, and we had them just compete in stereotypical events to see if everybody actually had. So,
thank you, Carla.
Make sure you come in.
Brother. All right, man. See ya. Eddie.
Oh, no.
Eddie, I can't. You know
oh,
what?
No.
Listen.
Oh,
no. I can't have Carlos on the air again. That's
what?
The last time.
What?
That's the last time.
Oh, Ashley, just wait.
I think he's a nice guy. I'm going to give you the whole rundown on everything, okay? Carlos is a nice guy. He is. He sounds like a very nice guy. That stereotypic Olympics, and I'm not going to say this on the air with him because it's not going to go anywhere healthy.
Right.
It will result in him being miserable the rest of the day, and then I'd probably be kind of miserable the rest of the day because him and I would have got into it. Stereotypical Olympics is an idea that some DJs came up with in Miami. In fact, we heard the idea from these guys in Miami, and we were going to do it here on the air.
Yeah.
We heard the idea from them at Morning Show Boot Camp last year.
Yeah, in our notes back from boot camp.
Yeah, we got it in our notes.
It's like stereotypical Olympics. I have an email from about 10 months ago that says stereotypical Olympics, and it lists basically exactly everything he said they did.
No.
And so here we are.
Oh, F.
Here we are talking about the fight between him and Rogan, where Rogan says this together.
Of course he would. You know why he would? Because he's a thief and a scumbag.